Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. Hello, hello. Hi, you guys. All right. Let me make sure that this is on and live. If you can see and hear me, please comment where you are listening from in the comments below. Let me know that everything is working well. Glad to see you here. Well, welcome, you guys. My name is Denise Walsh. This is our Dream Life Experience. I go live every single Monday night to show you a sneak peek into what it looks like to become a dream life coach. Now, here is what I know. Having multiple streams of income is super smart. I also know that having a business that fills your own cup while you're adding value to others is like the best of both worlds. Mwah, chef's kiss, right? And so as a dream life coach, you get to learn exactly what to do and what to say to support your clients to the highest caliber, to support their growth, to support their healing, to support their creation. You get to see results in real time and you get to make money while you do it. And so I'm going to soon invite our next guest into this chat or into the live. And we're going to talk about how and why becoming a dream life coach has been helpful to her as she starts and scales her coaching business, as well as her favorite exercise. And you'll see why in just a minute, because I don't know, what's another word for sneak peek? It's like insider scoop. She didn't even know she needed this until she got it. And then it changed everything. So without further ado, please welcome Dream Life Coach Justina. And the crowd goes wild. Yay!
Hi.
Well, thank you so much for being willing to chat with me today. And I love the exercise that you chose because you said... the reality is you didn't even know that you needed it until you got it. You'll want to mute me.
There. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm looking for it. It's like, where is that? No. So sorry.
Well, as I was saying, first of all, congratulations. You are our newest Dream Life Coach. You are officially certified. And you got started really a handful of months ago and dove right into 90 Day U-Turn. You are now a support coach in 90 Day U-Turn, worked through the clinical skills content, went to a retreat, and are now officially certified and able to utilize this content with people in your coaching programs. So I have 2 questions for you. Number one, what has this experience been like for you? And then number two, how can you use the content you learned to better support your clients?
This whole experience, what it has been like for me, it's been a game changer, even just for myself, just starting into the clinical skills. I learned a lot about me and I learned about what makes me tick. And through the 90-day U-turn also, there were so many onion layers that were revealed, but also learned new skills to support my clients and things that I'd never really heard about before. So it's just been, like I said, a game changer. And what was the other question?
So the second question was, how can you utilize what you learned to better support your clients?
Well, now that the aha moments have happened for me, I see how the NLP and meditations and all the different exercises that we've been doing, how they really do support our clients. I did a trauma exercise with one of my clients, and it was a game changer for her. And it was so easy to do. But yeah, it just changed how she looked at everything in her past. She was having a trauma response and didn't realize she was having a trauma response. So actually, two of my clients, I worked on that just recently. So yeah, they got to see their world a little bit different. And you know, it's just like, it's not happening anymore. It was so important for them.
And I feel like that's such a great way to say it. Like, it is a game changer. Like, it truly changes everything. And you don't need to change everything to change everything. It's like a 1% shift, yet you're headed in a completely new direction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've learned so many new skills, Denise. I'm just so grateful for the program. And I'm just so grateful for the way you put everything together. I'm so grateful for you and even being at the retreat. You are a real person. And I love that.
Yeah, I love that we get to hang out in real life.
Yeah.
I heard you say two things. Number one, you had your own aha experiences, which is really important because I think we don't just want to read something in a book and then do it with our clients, right? We want to really know that it's like that it's awesome, that it's good, that we want to have confidence that they will have their own transformation as well. And the way that we gain that confidence is by experiencing it ourselves. So experiencing those aha moments, going through the exercises yourself as a client, gives you that shift. And then when you do it with your own clients, as now the coach, you have that much more confidence that they're going to see results.
Yes.
And that makes a difference when you're coaching, right? Because you can coach and say, this thing's kind of cool. Or you can be like, let's do this powerful exercise. And your clients will pick up on that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there's been quite a few times that I've used the clinical skills with my clients, and they have been very powerful. The one that I chose for today was the junkyard meditation. And I did that with one of my clients and she was literally in tears. It wasn't a bad thing in the end, but she got to walk through it. And it was like, it was so impactful for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as a Dream Life coach, you have the clinical skills library, which is all the exercises kind of broken up into individual ones. So you can go through and say, ooh, this is the one that she needs. Yes. Oh, this is the one. So it really is like having tools in your toolbox that you can pull out as needed.
Exactly. I love having that toolbox full.
Yes.
Full and overflowing.
Absolutely. Overflowing with content that you have experienced yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I love it. It's just like, I could say game changer all day, but you know, it's just so empowering too. You know, as a coach, it empowers me to be a better coach.
Yeah. So have people in your world noticed a shift in you?
Yes. Yes, they have. And yes, some don't like it because I'm more aware of what's going on. And some are like, wow. I need your advice. I need your advice right now.
That's fascinating because people are saying, okay, she's strong. She's and they are actually looking to you for advice or
help.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It is interesting to think about the stronger we become, the more people notice or say like, hey, you've got something I want, you know, and they want to learn.
Yeah. It is. It's very enlightening and empowering to know that you have the skills and that you can share them whenever you need to, but also to have those in-depth conversations about those topics.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so you chose the junkyard meditation. Tell us a bit about why this one, what stood out to you?
Well, when I first chose it, it was before the first 90-day U-turn. So I wasn't sure what it was about and just thought, junkyard? What's a junkyard? So I chose it and went through the process. And as I was going through the junkyard, I found something in my memories that in my feelings, it was a piece of, I don't know, it was a piece of something I'm going to pick up. And I discovered that it was disappointment. And I could place it on a person, specifically one of my children, specifically, and a time. And I didn't realize that it was still there. I had no idea that there was a junkyard in my life. I thought I had cleaned up my life. And in that junkyard, I found lots of little things, but that one was the biggest thing that stood out to me. And then, I was in tears after. I think I even messaged you that I was in tears about that one. You said, oh, yeah, we'll do that one sometime. It's like, I already did.
So, I was like, whoa, again. That's all right.
Yeah, but I think it was necessary for me to do it when I did, because much later down the road, there was an event that happened between her and I. And I knew that disappointment was there. So when I was able to walk through some of the other exercises with releasing, so forgiveness and resentment and anger and guilt and grieving, because all those four things came from that event for me. And when I was looking back at that, I realized that it's something that I was carrying and didn't have a clue about it. But it helped me to go through those exercises a little more thoroughly. And then we did it again on the retreat, and I was able to burn that exercise. So it was very good. And I feel so much lighter. I feel so much more, I have so much more clarity about what was really happening all these years. It's been 26 years of this. So I have the clarity of what was going on behind the scenes now. And I have the tools to help her, but I don't feel that she'll come to me for that, because it's hard to coach your own children, right? Yeah. So, but one day I'm hoping that the proper people like you and get that help that she needs, because I know you've helped me a lot. So.
Well, and I think it's like you said, things happen for a reason. So you went through this exercise, it was part of the clinical skills, and you were just working through things and you had your own discoveries. And like you said, guys, the things that are lurking underneath impact us, right? Even if we don't consciously see that or understand it, or it's not in our conscious mind, they're still lurking. Yeah. And so to give yourself space for those things to bubble up, and then you can clean them out. Yeah. But if you don't even know that they're there, they're just lurking and impacting you on that subconscious level.
Yeah. It's just like your carpet. You always say you sweep the dirt underneath the carpet, and what happens is you eventually trip over the big lump underneath there. Yeah. So here I was tripping.
Yeah. Yeah. So, All right. Well, we're going to take you and the audience through the junkyard meditation right now. So if you are driving, be sure to press pause and then start up again when you get home. But this is something that you can do just while you're sitting or laying in bed. You want to just be relaxed and you want to be able to close your eyes. So, all right, Justina, why don't you relax your shoulders, put your feet on the floor, and allow yourself to become aware of your body and notice what you are feeling. Take a deep breath through your nose for 4, and then exhale through your mouth for 8. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth, slowing your breathing down. And as you continue to breathe deeply, begin to notice the muscles in your face. Relax the muscles in your face. Feel the muscles around your eyes just letting go, the muscles around your cheeks, jaw, and mouth relaxing. Let the muscles in your jaw fall open and continue down your body. Notice any tension that might be in your neck or shoulders, and let that go. Continue into your upper back, the muscles of your chest, becoming aware of what you feel there. Breathing into these muscles. And then allowing them to let go and relax. Become aware of the muscles in your lower back, letting go of any tension, tiredness, pain. Become aware of the right arm and right hand. Become aware of the muscles in your left arm, forearm, and left hand. And continuing down your legs, the muscles in your right thigh, left thigh, right calf, left foot. And now may your whole body be relaxed. Now, simply imagine that you are walking through a field at night. The stars are out, and you see a little bit of a moon. It is safe and comfortable. You are walking through an open field, and off in the distance, you notice there's an area that seems to have a fence around it. You begin to walk towards this enclosure. As you get closer, you realize that this is a junkyard. You see piles of junk, old car parts, pipes, old tires, appliances, hubcaps, and bicycles piled up behind the fence. Off to one side, you notice that there is an entry gate that you can walk through and into the junkyard. So you walk over to the gate and find yourself walking into the junkyard. There seems to be a central road that goes through the junkyard with piles on either side. All kinds of piles of junk that have been left behind, discarded, and thrown away. And as you continue to walk through the junkyard, you find yourself drawn to a piece of junk. As you stop and look at it, you reach down to pick it up. And as you are holding it with your hand, you notice what it feels like, how heavy it is, what state of decay this piece of junk is in. And as you are looking at it, you realize that this old piece of junk represents something in your life that you have felt guilty about. Perhaps for a long time, or perhaps more recently. Become aware of what that is. Eventually, you feel complete with this piece of junk and you put it down. You begin to walk through the junkyard again, just strolling leisurely along. Off to your left, you notice another piece of junk that catches your attention. Again, you go over and explore. You look at it, feel it. And then you realize this piece of junk represents a resentment that you've carried in your life, a wave of ongoing anger towards someone or something. Maybe it's a person or an organization that you have lingering resentment towards, something they did or they didn't do, that you thought they should have done or shouldn't have done. As you continue to look at this piece of junk, you become aware of what this resentment is. Once again, you realize it's time to let it go. It is no longer serving you. And you are aware that they did the best that they could due to their own limitations. So you put it back in the junk pile and notice how light you feel. You begin to stroll some more. Once again, you find your eye captured by a piece of junk, something discarded and old, rusting and decaying. You realize that this piece of junk represents a resentment, anger, or big disappointment that you've carried alone in your life. Once again, you realize that you've become aware of what this resentment is and what this piece of junk represents. Once again, you realize this is something you need to let go of. So you put it back into the junkyard and again, continue your exploration. Now you are walking through the part of the junkyard where there are old bathtubs that have been discarded, sinks and pieces of plumbing and pipes. You see another piece of junk that somehow captures your attention and stands out from all the other pieces. You find yourself drawn to it. Look at it, explore it, touch it, and you realize that this piece of junk represents a mistake that you feel like you've made in your life. As you look back over your life, this is something that you wish you hadn't done, or you'd do it differently if you could. In fact, you have been judging yourself for having made this mistake. You become aware of what that is, and then you put it down, realizing again that you get to let go of any past mistakes and realize that was a learning experience, something you needed to learn, and now that you know better, you will do better. In fact, maybe this past mistake is helping you with your current mission today. You put that piece of junk down and recognize just how light you feel. Now, as you continue to walk through the junkyard, you realize that it's time to leave. As you begin to realize that this junkyard represents all of the junk that you've been carrying in your life, guilt, resentment, negative beliefs, disappointments, all the things that you've been carrying that are not necessary as you move forward. You find yourself approaching the gate and you keep walking towards it and through it until once again you find yourself out in the field of grass. As you walk away from the junkyard, you realize that you want to leave all of this behind, that it's simply just junk. It no longer serves you. It has no use for you. It has no use in your life. It is baggage and it's unnecessary. Eventually, you stop and turn around and look back at the junkyard, which doesn't seem quite so big now that you've stepped far away from it. As you look at the junkyard, you notice it begins to glow a very bright red light. The junkyard is beginning to illuminate and radiate this pulsing red light. You realize that the junkyard is beginning to be dissolved in the red light. And as you watch this phenomenon, you begin to notice that the light turns from red to orange. Now the orange light begins to turn to yellow. Just a glowing, pulsing light. And as you continue to watch, you notice the junkyard beginning to slowly disappear as this white light pulses. Then this yellow light begins to turn green, a green pulsing light, as the junkyard continues to dissolve into the light. The light turns from green to blue, and as it does, the junkyard has almost completely disappeared. All you see is a pulsing field of radiant blue light. Now you notice that this blue light begins to turn purple. You see a pulsing field of radiant purple light. The purple light turns into gold, and the junkyard is completely gone. All that is left in this pulsing field of golden light The golden light begins to get lighter and lighter as it pulses and becomes a radiant white light. Now, this white light gently fades away until there is nothing left. And you notice that where the junkyard used to be, there is not only green grass in this field, it's completely gone, disappeared, and left behind. As you take one last final breath, notice how light and free it is to have a beautiful green field in place of the junkyard. And as you start to notice your breath again, wiggle your toes, your fingers, and you can come back into this room.
Okay.
All right. So, having done this now for a second, maybe even third time, what was this experience like for you?
It was very good because one of the things that I realized I was hanging on to was my ex-husband, like the marriage dissolving. Mm-hmm. And I always felt that I never did enough and that I left too soon. And knowing what I know now, it's true, but I didn't know that then. And it's been, 28 years since that marriage quit. But knowing what I know now, I can take everything that I know and help others not have that same regret if they want it, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's just, I didn't experience that one before. So it was interesting to.
Yeah. A new emotion bubbled up from the surface.
Mm. Yeah. But I see why it needed to come up because I've been telling myself I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I've been married before. Who am I as a marriage coach? But who not? To have been through the fire, you know exactly what has happened and you have a lot more reflection. Like, yeah, I would sooner have not had a divorce, but I did. So it's like, I can't help the past, but I can move on and help others not experience the same hurts and their families not experience the same hurts. So
instead of seeing it as a detriment, it's actually an asset.
Yeah, it is. It can be used for good, right?
Absolutely.
You know, what the ashes of our lives can be used for good.
Yeah. And you come in empathetic,
yeah,
client, knowing and experiencing something similar, potentially, right? But you've seen kind of all sides of the spectrum and can support them on their journey.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what does it feel like to have it dissolve?
It feels good. Like the whole light issue and stuff like that. It was like, it's gone. Yay. It's like, I don't have to go back to that junkyard and pick that up.
Right.
Like it's not there. That has been dealt with. Like it's dealt with through forgiveness, but also I see the memory of why it was there and why the hypocrisy was coming up in my head. It's like, but that was then. And that what I know now, things can change, right?
Yeah.
So in my now marriage, I've applied everything that I've learned and it has made the difference. So we are 20 years together now. And yeah, it was a little rocky at first, but I had a lot of baggage. So did he. He had a lot of baggage too, but working together and knowing the good and knowing that there's a good outcome coming, it's been worth it.
Right.
It's been worth it. So.
Well, and what's fascinating is that this thing that's bubbling up for you, whether it was conscious or not, was impacting your business.
Yeah.
And what's what's so interesting about all this work is that it doesn't seem connected. It seems like these are two different situations, but yet it was creating imposter syndrome. It might have impeded your ability to be loud about what the programs you have because you've got this little tape running in the background.
Yeah.
But now that we've pulled it up, you know, got it under the rug, and said, this is no longer true. In fact, it's an asset that I've experienced all aspects of marriage, divorce, separation, rehabilitation, all the things, you can be an even more successful coach.
Yeah. And also knowing that I might not be for everyone, but somebody out there needs what I have.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And why not? Why not put myself out there? I don't want to rob anybody of a gift.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. A gift of a whole marriage again, or a whole new them, or, you know, the future. I always had a rocking chair dream of sitting on the front porch in our rocking chairs, my ex-husband and I, and gathering around our grandchildren. Well, we're in two different worlds, and that can't happen anymore. So, yeah. So that putting that to rest in the junkyard is important. It's very important.
Yeah. Replaying those old tapes no longer serve us.
No. The woulda, shoulda, coulda's doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help. Doesn't help. And so what we've learned, though, is that it's not helpful to stuff it and pretend like it's not there, because that's when it's stuffed under the rug and it keeps playing underneath. The benefit of an exercise like this is it allows us to see it, transmute it, create a new meaning, heal, grieve it, and then put it away. So that way we've dealt with it and we're not just pretending like everything's fine, even though it's not, right?
Yeah. So it doesn't trip you every time, because the longer you keep it inside of you and hidden like that, it will eventually bubble up.
Yeah.
And it will manifest probably in a more negative way than dealing with it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is just a whole nother onion layer we got to release today. Woohoo! And so tell everyone what type of coaching you do, what your focus is, and what you are launching in the next few weeks.
I am a dream marriage coach. So, or relationship, you can slash the relationship in there, because when you change yourself, you change your environment, and that includes every place that you go. So I think I posted in one of my posts that I was my biggest problem. So we are often our biggest problem. So I want to help people to do the inner work, like the inner work on themselves, so that it changes the environment around them. So it actually manifests in their home differently, because as soon as you start changing, everything else can't help but change with you. So I noticed a huge difference in my husband as I started to change, as I started to relax, as I started to do that inner work and be at peace with myself. So I'm hoping to help people find that peace and restoration in themselves, so that it works outward into all their relationships, and all their relationships come back together, because relationships is what it's all about. What else is there about in life? Yeah, you can have things, but those relationships are meaningful. They take you to your death, right? Yeah. So it's so important to have those whole relationships. So yeah, I'm launching a dream marriage program, a 90-day program. And I'm also hoping to use a lot of the NLP in there. And yeah, I'm excited about it. It's I've had a whole new awareness. I've had a whole new mind shift. And I am so grateful to you and to the program and to all the other coaches. But I am so excited to be able to help others do the same, like changing lives.
Yeah.
If they want it. And I can't see why not. Like, why be miserable? What is it? You say you have three choices, right? Yep. You can accept it, change it, or be miserable. Why be miserable?
That's right. Especially when there's a roadmap. A proven roadmap for you to experience that change and success.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I can see your blossoming. I don't know if that's the right word, thriving. Like you have truly taken this content. You've absorbed it, allowed it to shift you from the inside out. And now you are going forth boldly, confidently, and excitedly working with wives and women in all sorts of relationships and different organizations in your hometown to support them in their learning as well. So you can just see that you are like carrying the flag, right? You are so excited about what you have to offer. And that's what it takes to be a good coach. You know, you can have great content, but the other flip of the side of the coin is to be able to market it and talk about it and generate sales, right? And so your confidence in your program is half the battle, because now you can talk about it confidently, boldly, like everybody needs to know this. And because of that, you are going to show up differently on all your social medias in person, et cetera. And so you are and will be growing and doubling and tripling your business over this next year because of what you've learned over the last 6 months.
Yeah. And we'll continue to learn because you can't stop learning. Yeah. I don't think you stop learning. So why should I, right?
That's exactly it. I tell you guys everything. I'm like, oop, I just put up another little lesson. This is to close up, what would you say to somebody who has been thinking about becoming a coach for 10 years? I mean, I talk to people who say, I've thought about it. I want to work with people, but I don't really know how. I don't know what to do. I get stuck in the mechanics, or, you know, there's a gap between where we are now and where we want to be. So what would you say to somebody who's been dreaming of starting their own coaching business for a while, but they don't quite know what to do?
Yeah. So I would say sign up with Denise, because you will get the tools that you need. And once you take that first step, the how will show up. It has for me. And you have all the support that you need to go through the whole journey, like even the business support. It's an amazing program. I have never seen anything quite like it. And I've been a life coach since 2019, but never put it into practice. And I didn't know how. I was like, I didn't know what to do with it. So I now know what to do with it. I now know what to do with it. And I'm so happy to be a Dream Life Coach, to be affiliated with you and with the other Dream Life Coaches. It's quite a nice little dream team.
It is. It's so fun. We have a lot of fun together, you guys.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Justine. This is truly just like another, this is another step for you. This is a whole nother path that you're creating, and you're adding value to the world in a massive way. So thank you for sharing your favorite exercise with us tonight. You guys, if you are interested in learning more about becoming a Dream Life Coach yourself, comment coach in the comments below, and we'll reach out to you and see if this could be a good fit for you as well. So with that, Justina, have an amazing night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations on another onion layer lost.
You feel like
hi guys, have a great night. See ya.
Bye.